Blog Talk Radio.
Joy to the world.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Beautiful, beautiful morning. This is the day that the Lord has truly made. We take time out to just give God thanks, Rhea. You know, I'm going to tell y'all, we're not going to be on here long, but while we're here, I want to say thank God for the gift that he gave us, you know. Reverend, I know you can say it, and I know we ain't the only one on here said. Before we get out, I want nobody to say they didn't have opportunity to say in public an announcement that they are glad that God sent his son down here. He sent his son down here for you and I. And I'm going to tell you something. I know this ain't going to be something new to a lot of us, but we really believe that we just don't do it on one day, this celebration. We celebrate him every time that we get the opportunity to say thank you for your son, because he didn't have to do it. He didn't to come down to and help us to so we can get back to God. So I thank God, Reverend. Mm-hmm. What about yourself this morning?
Yes, sir. Thank you, man. I'm so glad that God blessed us with not only with sending the Lord and Savior in Christ to us, but also blessed us to accept. You know, some people, you know, didn't have that blessing to accept. They hardened their heart. But I'm so glad God saw fit to choose us, to call us, to allow us, oh, near to behold such a great Savior. I'm just ever thankful for that in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm.
You know, when you say that, you know, I thank God. I hope everybody can hear us, man, because, you know, sometimes we could be talking real, and sometimes, you know, we don't want to go too long and nobody don't hear us. I know if you hear me, right, I know it's got to be heard, you know. But I thank God, real, for this song. Always, I remember that song, man, Ring the Bell. You know, we are sounding the bell that the newborn king have come. You know, and we've been taught that soon the Messiah will come back again. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Soon the Messiah will come back again. And I don't know about you, Reverend, and I'm just going to say it in advance because I really do know that we really believe that he's coming. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
We really believe that our Savior will come. It was a time, Reverend, that they were looking forward for this man to come. And we called Jesus. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We called him Jesus. One scripture said they gave him a name, Jesus. Then they gave him we were called the day that he gave some, so we all could remember Emmanuel. And when you say this, Emmanuel, it means that God is with us. And I don't care where you at in life, you are never alone. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If you have accepted the Lord Jesus in your heart, you believe that Jesus died and rose, you will never be. Only time you're alone when you walk away from him. Long as you in his love, long as you believe and knowing that Father God, even though I make mistakes, that I know that you're gonna what? That you're gonna open your heart and receive me into repentance. I thank God for that because true repentance is a 180, brother. True repentance is taking the 180, and this is what we got here. But this is why he came. So you and I, knowing that we can, I don't care if nobody say, they can stop me on this. Man, I don't believe no one on this side of this globe. I don't care how long you've been preaching. I don't care how many members you got. I don't care how many people love you. Cannot do it without Jesus. They can call your name, Eric. Trust me, Eric can't put you in heaven. Now I can teach and I can preach, but it's up to you to accept it. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
The reason why I say that, Reverend, let's get in so we can get on out of here, Reverend. The reason why I say that because of Matthew's chapter 2. If we don't have nobody else, we'll testify right quick. Matthew's chapter 2.
And
we're going to read the first 11 scriptures. and then we're going to try to get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank God for the spirit of his son, because I knew from an early age that he was the reason for the season. But they never did. Except me was our little child. I wanted a present. I remember back in my day, we wanted to be the Lone Ranger. You know what I'm talking about? You know, we used to get little guns. We loaded up with the little pyro, you know,
mm-hmm.
your little firecracker like that. You know what I'm talking about, real. You know, we didn't want to be Tonto. I found like, since I've been around a lot of people I work with in Spanish, right, Tonto is dumb, you know, in Spanish. So I'm glad I didn't want to be Tonto.
Yeah.
You might catch that little.
Yeah,
but we teach. My mother told us, man, that I'm the one going to get this stuff now, you know. Yeah, you got this Christmas present sitting right here. But they let us know that God is blessing them to bless us, you know what I'm talking about. And they let us know about the Christmas spirit. It's the true present is our gift from God. And that's his son. You know, watch this,
mm-hmm.
Reverend. If you got, you got the, you got that? You there yet?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace, Lord. Lord, we come in the most humble spot that we know how, Lord. Lord, we come thanking you, Father God, for even right now, someone might say this might be extra time, but Lord, we believe that we do this thing 7 days a week, Lord. And we thank you, Father, for your strength. We thank you for the Holy Ghost.
Thank you,
we thank you for the ones that took time out, just want to come by, even this, maybe just want to listen, or maybe just want to wave their hand and start the day out. Lord, we're not going to surely try to hold them all day, Lord, but we just want you to speak today, Lord. Give us some encouragement
so
we can encourage others, Lord. Let it be through the word. Let them know that, Father God, that there's a heavenly gain, Lord, because of you, Lord. You sent your son down here.
Thank you,
we thank you for Jesus Christ, Lord. We thank you for
Lord.
We love him for our elder brother, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you for him, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We ask you, Father God, to, as we decrease for you to increase, Lord. Move, Lord. Let it be through Reverend. Let it be myself. If we try to convey the word right now, Lord, speak, Lord,
Lord,
with your anointing, Lord. Speak with your power, the Holy Spirit. Not saying that they don't know, but Lord, we just want to stir the spirit up, Lord, of thanksgiving, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for your son, Lord. And we love you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And we thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I want to let y'all turn me to my head on this one here, but not my heart, man. I got a text last night. I'm just not thinking about this. I got a text last night when our brothers tested positive for COVID, Brother Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
You know, Brother Wayne went in and he tested positive for COVID. So I'm gonna say this here. I know we have to work, you know, most of us still working, you know, and we get around a lot.
Yeah.
Some people might not never get, they might be so blessed they never had to never wear a mask, you know, just thank God for that blessing. But let me tell you something, that stuff is real, man. I can't say it any more than I can see in there. It is real, you know, and it's stirring up again. It's stirring up again. The statistic showing that it's going up again. We have to watch it, my brothers and sisters. You know what I'm talking about? You can do how you want to do. You don't want to get vaccine. You don't want to do all these things. But I'm going to tell you something, my brothers and sisters. Allow God to cover you, even in your vaccine, you know, been vaccinated. You know, if you don't want it, you know somebody got it, you don't know, you know, Just pray for all of us, man, that if it be God's will, he covers us from that sickness, man, that no one get hurt. No one, you know, because it seems like the ones have been getting, they're getting it now. You know what I'm talking about? The ones are going around. And I'm going to tell you, man, even though I wear my mask, man, I'm going to tell you something. It might not get a lot. You know, some of these smart people, at 90%, 60%, 40%, wherever, it won't get to me. I want to keep it on, you know. You know, because I do know this fact for a fact that it has helped. I know the most of stuff because I've been in the industry. The N95 is what you need. You need that N95. The other stuff, like the other stuff we got, like a dust cutter, Yeah, it's going to get through that for sure. Again, you know what I'm talking about? But the N95 at least blocks off a lot of the germs are coming in the air like it is, you know what I'm talking about? So we want to watch that too as we try to come in. And I want y'all to keep Brother Wayne in prayer, and even by he's been around, because most of the time, one time we find out that we've been having this disease and tested positive, it's probably like two, five days before for you even recognize you have it, you know. So you don't know how many people have been around with it, you know. So keep people, keep them in prayer. You know, I want to always lift everybody up, especially the people I know, you know what I'm talking about. I want to lift them up, you know, and everybody that come along. You just don't know, man. You know, tell me, you just don't know the hour or what happened, how they would come to you. But pray for everybody, man. And I thank God. I want to get in this lesson, man. I want to thank my brother, man, to come out. And I thank you, all the ones that have took time out to come out. And we're not going to be long. We're going to be real strong with this thing and tell them to be sweet with it. Look what it said. He said, now, okay, Matthew's 2 and 1. Matthew's 2 and 1. We're going to read 11 verses. Mm-hmm. 11 verses, if we could. That's what we're going to stop at, if it be God's will. Watch this. He said, now when Jesus was born, all help me, Holy Spirit, in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east up to Jerusalem. Now, notice this now. Jesus is now on the scene. They've been told and prophesied that he was coming, but they didn't know how he was going or how he was going to look. But they know he was going to be this king. And most of the time in their mind, knowing the king, they're thinking this king is going to be like the one they think going to come and save them from all the people who's been hurting them, who's been demanding them to follow them. And watch this, Reverend. That's what I love about this word. See, Bethlehem, Judea, is 6 miles from Jerusalem. And the wise men heard about the birth of Jesus. And you look up the wise men like astronomers. You know, they can look at stars. We're going to get there, right? They can look at the sky and use it as a compass. And they can... God gave them the ability to know are they going north, or are they going south, or are they going east, and or are they going west. And they knew this star they were going to be looking for. And Herod heard this, because Herod, we find out Herod the Great. Oh, there's more than one Herod, but this one we're talking about, Herod the Great. And he heard about this king, and bang, in his mind, Reverend, what he thinking, Reverend? He thinking that a king's gonna come, a newborn king. First thing he gonna think, he's gonna come take his position. But his position, Jesus didn't want his position on this earth. He was coming to get us what activity back to the God, getting us back to God, not of this world. He's getting us ready to come out this world. But but Herod the Great was what? He felt threatened. He was feeling threatened. So now he heard that the wise man was coming. And look what how it went, Reverend. Can I do it again? He said, now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem, Judea, and at the day of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born, look what it said, Reverend, king of the Jews? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I like this name, man.
Yeah.
He said, for he have seen the stars in the east and are come to worship him. You know, remember, I'm telling you now, they know. They can look up there and they can say, they're getting close to him, Reverend. Cause they, watch this, Reverend. They in Jerusalem and Jesus in Bethlehem, Judea. And this star, as you get closer to the star, you get the star getting more brighter. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Right. That might catch you later on, man. It catch you getting brighter, and as it get brighter, and as you see the star, don't you know when you get around someone, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, don't you know when you be in the presence like we are right now and you feel God's presence, man, don't you feel a joy because you're getting closer to the Spirit of the Lord? And once you just lose yourself, help me, Holy Spirit, let you surrender yourself and get into service and expecting a blessing. Watch this now. If you don't bless me, Lord. If you bless my brothers and sisters on the phone, I know you'll bless me too. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Because I rejoice. The Bible said we should rejoice with those who are rejoicing. We should be sad with those who are sad. We should have that kind of love, even though we not, watch this here, biological, and I'm going to touch that maybe, brothers and sisters. But let me tell you something. We have been... We, right now, today, we are our blood brothers and sisters because in Christ, oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
That's right.
with him opening up his heart and piercing in his hands and piercing in his side and what's his brother, in his feet, and he died and rose on the third day, that's what ties us together, brothers and sisters, in Christ. So they see the star. It got bright, brother. It's getting brighter. And where is he? Because he said, look out here. Now, the wise men, they knew Jesus was born. He would believe anybody is of a Jew should know this king. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Should know the king. He had been born. He's here now. And look at here. That's why he went to the source and said, if I get around some Jews, they should know, Reverend. They should know what Jesus is. But they didn't know, Reverend. They didn't know, Reverend.
Come on now. They didn't know.
Look what Rod said. Look what I said. Because they wanted to, what they wanted to do, Reverend. Brother, they always say this. You know, the Bible stated this, and he read it too. And they always say, he said, God won't hear a sinner's prayer, but he'll hear a worshiper. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. That thing, kind of how that resonate with you. God won't hear a sinner. I'm a sinner. Yeah, but you're not willfully sinning. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Preferably that you're not. He said, but because once you have God inside of you, you don't, even if you fall and bump your head, you get up and ask God for thank you. And then I found out once you release your heart to God, it turns to worship. Oh, help me. Worship is not always you standing on your feet and waving your hand. Oh, help me. Worshiping it is you following, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Don't tie it to a box.
Yes.
Don't put God in no box. Worship is bigger than that you waving your hand. Because you know how many sinners are waving their hand on Sunday morning? They can wave their hand on Sunday morning and walk right out that door and cuss you smooth out. Come on, man. So God is telling you that he's looking for a church. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, who will worship him. And these young men, they wanted to see the king. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And they want to see him, they establish something. And I can imagine Hero hearing them say they want to worship this man. They want to worship him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, Reverend. You know things ain't sounding right in the king's ear, Hero. And look what he said. When Hero the king have heard these things, he was what, Reverend? Troubled. It was so troubled. He was so troubled. The Bible said all, what? Jerusalem with him. See, when I look at this, I'm going to hurry up, y'all. When I look at this here, I start thinking about how they follow the leader. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. See, that's why that pastor or that teacher or the one who's helping someone spiritually has to watch, because you don't know who you alter people's life when you say something, Reverend, or do something, Reverend. We learned yesterday that we should be examples of Christ. So
not just
words only, even in our conversation. Somebody said, what is that word? Somebody might call it converse. But when they were speaking at this time in the Hebrew and in the Greek word of this, it was talking about your walk. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
You walk.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Jesus was coming to do, to show them, to show us that you can walk in this world and be holy. Help me, Holy Spirit. And the king was seeing that, and he was troubled because he knew he finna have something to come against him right now. Because this is something I got to stop. That's what the king is looking at. Let me tie all this together.
Yeah.
And when Hero the king have heard these things, and he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him, and when he gathered when he had gathered all the chief priests, here we go, y'all, and of the scribes of the people together, and what he was, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. Oh, Heavenly Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And they stand up there.
Yes.
In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet. See, they going out but what they read, where he supposed to be at, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, they ain't physically seen where he is, but they said the prophet was prophesied before 700 years ago when Isaiah said where he's going to be born. And, oh, help me. Go around that chapter 9, you know what I'm talking about. And I love how it was 700 years when he was prophesizing about what Jesus was going to be born in. But they knew because they've been taught this thing, Reverend. They've been taught this. When you look at the chief priests, when you look at the scribes, and you go back and study, it tells you these are Sanhedrins. You know, you got the Alpha, you got the Q-Dawes, you know, you got these sororities and what they call them, the man, what they call the man. I know the women's sorority.
Yeah.
They call them
fraternity.
They come together and they get all these kind of bylaws, these kind of things they put them through to see if they're gonna hold up. You know what I'm talking about? They take them through everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they initiate them. But see, he said this is kind of almost like that kind of a sorority or fraternity. When you look at the Sanhedrin, they come together, they make up the law. They forced the law, you know what I'm talking about? And that's why the king went to them, because the king knew, oh, help me teach this. He knew that they should know, Reverend. They should know about this king, you know what I'm talking about? And he called them in there, and they gave him an answer. He gave him an answer. And look how it went, Reverend. I love this thing here. Look what he said, Reverend. And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are not the least among the prince of Judea, for out of thee shall come a governor, oh, here, that shall rule my people Israel. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Can you imagine listening to this here, Reverend? Reverend, he was listening to this, and he was now in the format that he feel like he's going to get dethroned. So he got to think of a plan, Reverend. He need to think of a prayer, because something right now, Reverend, is not going on real well in his spirit right now, because he probably believe right now it's over for him. Now it's going to be over for me. You know what I'm talking about? And watch this, Reverend. Look what he said. And then here, when he had privately, here we go, y'all. Stay with me now. Called the wise men.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hear me. That's what, in the book, y'all, quiet.
Yes, sir.
Of them diligencing what time. Look, it said the star appeared, and he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Look what he's watching now. Go and search diligently for the young child, and when you have found him, bring me the word again, that I may come and worship him also." Oh, this is the biggest trick in the world, ain't it?
Yeah.
I guess because we know the end of the story. You know, he sent them there. He got these brothers. He got them together, you know. They sitting up there looking at him. He's the king, and he's the wise man. Now, you hear what I say, wise now. We know what wise means. They got some wisdom there, Reverend. And they hearing him, what he's saying, but we know what the story going, how it's going to tell out, Reverend. But they didn't listen to him, and I think he got it over to him, Reverend. You know what I'm talking about, Reverend? I want you to go find him. I want you, when you see the little lad, I want you to let me know. You know what I mean? I'm going to come. I'm going to worship with him, too. You know, we know that king didn't want to. He wanted to kill Jesus. He wanted to kill him, you know what I'm talking about? Because he knew if he get to him, he can kill him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Because he was what, Reverend? What are you doing, Reverend? He was taking his fame. He was taking away his authority, you know. He felt threatened, Reverend. He ever been around some people that feel threatened, and they try to assassinate your character? See, it's different now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. They trying to find some wrong in you, and then trying to assassinate your character. And you trying your best, Reverend. You trying your best to be humble with them, and they just turn you down.
Mm-hmm.
It's different from back when Jesus did. They wanted to kill Jesus, but we know they couldn't kill him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Because
it was predestined that he come like this, humble. It was predestined that he come like he did, because they just couldn't believe that if we've been around the book and we go to Isaiah over there, when and we read Isaiah, Bethlehem, is there anything good coming out of Bethlehem or Nazareth? Is there anything good coming out of Detroit? Is there anything good coming out of Chicago, Atlanta? Is there anything good to come out of Texas? Let me go search that and see what it is, Lord. Let me search them. And I'm gonna tell you something, Reverend. God is in the midst when you look how he does it, Reverend. He comes in and you know God knows this thing was going on. It was prophesied for you, man.
Yeah.
It was prophesied for him.
Yes, sir.
The king. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. They departed. And lo, here you go, y'all. Stars, which saw in the east, went before them until it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
They know that star, as they got closer to that star got bright, and they saw in their heart knowing that he was right under that star. And when they knew that and they seen that, they got happy. I don't know what God have to do to get you to rejoice. I don't know if maybe some of you might be some tangible, materialistic thing. But let me tell you something. Just to know the Lord is in my heart. Just to know the Lord has blessed me to see another day. Just to know the Lord have opened up the scripture and revealed some of his mystery to me. It makes me more happier than ever because I know that I'm not ignorant anymore to his coming. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
I can imagine because
they seen him, they knew things finna change, Reverend. They knew things finna change.
Yes,
see, that's why I beg the difference when you really are in the presence of God or you surround yourself, it calls you to move yourself out the way. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It calls you to want to lift up your voice and thank God for being in the presence of you. Have you ever been in a situation that you feel God? I mean, don't be driving alone and concentrating on him. Don't be meditating and concentrating on him. And he visits you. You can feel his presence. And some of his presence is not a good thing. Watch this, Reverend. Some of his presence, to us, we feel like it's not a good thing. But you know why? Because it brings conviction. It brings conviction. It brings conviction. What I mean by that conviction? It calls us to know that we can do better. And he calls us to do what? To repent. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
It calls us to look at that spirit that's dwelling in us. It ain't just because of sweat fall off your head. It ain't just because you're speaking in tongues. It ain't just because you're running or take off running. It's because you know you're not worthy to even be in his presence. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. That you fall to the ground. Watch this. Watch this now. We there now. We there now. Look at this. Could they say they rejoice with exceedingly joy. And I'm going to read this last verse. I'm not going to go no part in this. And when they, and look at this, when they will come into the house. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And they saw the young child with Mary. Here we go, y'all. Was his mother and fell down, Reverend, and worshiped him. And when they have opened their treasure, here comes Christmas, y'all. They presented to him a gift. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Gold and frankincense and myrrh. Now I got to read this next.
Yeah.
And then one of God in a dream, one of God in a dream, they should not return. Watch this here. To Herod, they departed their own country another way. Let me do it again. And they were warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod. They departed.
Praise the Lord.
Here we go, y'all. their own country another way. Instead of them, Reverend, they didn't got in the presence. They got in the presence of God. They didn't got with God. They didn't got full of with Jesus. And they seen him. They worshiped him. They kissed the ground because he was there. Watch this, Reverend. And they lift up, because we believe kissing is what? Sitting up praise on getting the book. I think it's over there, Psalm 9 or somewhere there. Psalm 19, somewhere around there. It tell you about kiss the Savior while he's here. Hey, Reverend. Hey, Reverend. Say, Reverend. And that kiss is telling them about you love him. And when they seen him, and Hero said, when you find them, though, I want you to do something for me when you find them. I want you to come back and tell them. They didn't do that, Reverend. What they do, Rev? They went another way. They went another way. And going that other way is the best thing ever happened. So I'm not going to hold you long, my brother and sister. I just wanted to drop that in your seed this morning. And I want you to let you know.
Thank you, Lord.
Have a good day. Have a blessing day.
Mm-hmm.
Know that today,
beautiful,
this is the day the Lord has made. Know that we have a gift that we cannot even sit here today and say we are worthy of it. We cannot sit here and say we are worthy, but he gave us this son because he knew, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, that none of us could have did this. None of us could have came down like he did, but he came. In the wise man, they was wise too when they real. They were wise. There wasn't no fool with them. They didn't fall for the trip with the kings here, right? What they do, real? They saw him, gave him his present, kissed him, and when I say kissed him, y'all hear what I'm talking about? They worship him, they praise him, they gave him thanks.
That's right. That's
because
right.
The king is here. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Now the king is here, and now. Now, I'm going to tell you something. this ain't going to sound right to a lot of people. Sometimes you might have to lose somebody once you get changed. When you change like this here, God put something in your life that watch this, Reverend, that show us that sometimes we have to separate ourselves once we've been in the spirit with the Lord. See, I don't know how other people are, but I believe Reverend myself, I believe anybody who really been tied with God. Once you've been in presence, God, it takes a time when we get through coming after the Lord's ministry on God's plan to come down. Oh, help your Holy Spirit to come down. We don't want to get in all this foolishness and joking and cussing.
Right.
It takes a while to calm down. You know, remember, because we didn't been in the presence of God.
That's right.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And watch this here. Now, since he's there, you don't even want to, as you, the more you do it, the more you don't even want to be around foolishness. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Right.
Help me, Holy Spirit.
Right.
And the closer you get to him, you want to show somebody love. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And show them somebody love. It calls you to be more humble with somebody because everybody's on different spiritual level. But I want to tell you this morning, enjoy yourself. Tell somebody.
Thank you, Lord.
Recognize God in everyone. Show the peace of God in everyone. God is here today.
Mm-hmm.
He sent his son down here. And I'm going to leave it open for somebody. If they want to say something before we leave, you can. But I'm telling you, you know, I really believe this is a day that we often say that Jesus made.
Yes.
This is a day that we set a day out. We're not saying this is his truly birthday, but we set a day out to give him thanks. And I'm going to tell you, we can't give him a present. The only thing we can give him is our salvation, is our soul. That's the only thing we can give him. And that's what he came for us to do. Us to come back to Jesus, come back to his Father, who would you send him down to him. So Reverend, I'm going to say this, it's open.
Praise the Lord. Man,
if you want to hear something before we get off, you just raise your hand by hitting that one button, and we'll bring you
praise
on in.
Praise the Lord. Man, you taught that lesson. I'm so thankful, you know, to God how he teaching a lesson and he brings out so much and make you question yourself. You know, are we still searching? Are we still searching for Christ? You know, I talked about that. Are we still seeking him? You know, you may be saying it, but are you still, you know, seeking after him to unfold, oh man, so much he has for us, you know. And I love it. Is it being warned of God in a dream? Some people think dreams are just in a dream, but that's how God communicates with us. You know, some people be too busy throughout the day. So when you lay down and take a rest,
I like
God communicates.
Like
he talks to you.
I like that.
You set aside, you lay in the image of a dead man, but God, that's his moment where he communicates with your soul, your spirit, oh, touches your mind, takes over, and he does the work. But you know they was wise men because they being warned of God in the dream, whatever he showed them, they took heed to it, and they didn't go back to Herod. So when God speaks, just as he did through this lesson, listen, take heed to when he's speaking to you, when he's talking to you. Oh, man, I just want to thank the Lord so much. I was just overjoyed here in the lesson as he was, you listen. If you just listen, God will speak. Thank you, Lord, even when you lie down to sleep. that's what I, like we say in Sunday school, that's what I got out of the lesson today.
There you go.
Thank you, God. Yeah.
There you go.
Thank you, Lord.
There you go.
I ain't sending those beautiful nuggets, Will. He says, the smell of the stable.
Hey, Ain't Martha. You know what I'm talking about.
Uh-oh.
That's an inside thing. I talked to her yesterday, too.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Yes, sir. Come on, man. Come on. Brother D, you open, too. Come on, man.
The smells of the stable. The smell of the stable. They should call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us, Matthew 1 and 23. Also, she says, Jesus understands. when the light entered the world, that night cast its brightness into the deepest corners of our soul. This Christmas give us the peace on earth, which the angel spoke so long ago. Praise the Lord. Jesus understands. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He also sent a fragile gift. Oh, Lord, may you know the peace of Christmas. May you know the peace of Christmas every day of the year, this fragile gift. Hallelujah. He loves us, this fragile gift. Let us be thankful today for such a gift. Praise the Lord. Thank you. And it's for that short and sweet, a fragile gift and the smells of the stable. Praise the Lord. God bless you.
God bless. Brother D. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Good morning, bro.
First of all, as always, I want to give God's praise. Good morning to my Lord and Savior first. Second of all, I'd like to apologize to those that's listening to me for missing my own service yesterday. But the body gets tired sometimes, and Brother D didn't wake up until 6:14. We had our own service yesterday. Yeah, we had a service yesterday, and Brother D missed it.
I didn't know nothing about that. I missed it too, Brother D.
Yeah, we had a service yesterday, and I woke up at 6:14, and I said, "Wow."
What time was it, Brother D?
We wasn't supposed to have it. 5:00, the normal time.
I didn't get that notification.
I should have missed it myself. I talked to Monty last night. But when she called me, I told her, "Baby, I'm so sorry, but I just woke up." And then I was laying here this morning, and I believe that's my sister-in-law in the kitchen humming a song. She could sing a little bit, teenage bit. And I woke up because I worked last night, and I heard her saying, "He knows my name." And you should be so glad that the Lord know your name. You should just be so glad. I heard my brother say, we know that this is not the day that he was born on. And I've tried to explain to people many, many times. You know, you get married in the wintertime, but your wife don't want to go on an anniversary in the wintertime. So you pick a day in the summertime where it's nice and warm to go to a warmer climate or something. And you celebrate your anniversary, but that's not the day you got married on, but that's the day you celebrate. And that's all we're doing here. And people need to look past when and just look to. If you look past when it was born, but look to God, you find yourself in a much better state. I heard my brother said that the gift. He said you can't give God a gift. How do you give someone something that they gave to you?
Yes, sir.
What you gonna you gonna give back them what they gave you? First he gave me this filter body to carry his Holy Spirit in. You hear what I say? He gave me the filter body to carry his Holy Spirit in. I hear my brother say a lot of time, let a dying world know that yes, he still is. I hear Reverend Harris say a lot of time, it's so, so true. We're in a dying world. That God yet still lives. I heard my brother say this morning that God won't hear a sinner's prayer. And he's so right. And I heard him tell him, if you're sincere in what you're doing, at that moment you're not a sinner. Like he said, you're a worshiper.
Yeah.
You should want to worship the Lord, their God. You really should. God gave us an eternal gift. He gave us a gift that keeps on giving.
Yes.
Aren't you glad for the blood?
Oh, Jesus, yes.
I'm so glad for the blood. So if it had not been for the blood.
Praise the Lord.
Hearing, if it had not been.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, thank you, Jesus.
Somebody said if it wasn't for the Lord, on my side.
What would be?
Where would I be? We're so thankful this morning. The Lord has allowed us to be able to be here. So I'm going to have just too much food prepared for the wife and the mother-in-law and the sister-in-law don't do no cooking, but she's going to do a lot of eating. But the Lord has allowed us to prepare a lot of food and we just going to have a glorious good time in the Lord all day. I know I am. Like I said, I'm so sorry that I missed my old service yesterday, but I'm going to try to do a little extra prayer today. God is good.
But you know what, brother? Well, you know what, brother Randy, you open. But you know what, brother? I'm going to say this here from the bottom of my heart. That I didn't know either, man. If I didn't know, I wouldn't do no but riding around talking. You know what I'm talking about?
I know every chance you get, bro, you're going to be there. Every chance you get, I know you're going to be in there.
Yeah.
Like I said, I worked so doggone long, man, I just didn't wake up. But this morning I woke up with the Lord on my mind. I laid down with the Lord on my mind. I looked at the clock, it said 8:02, and I was like, let me tune in and hear. You know, there's no better way to start your day. To start your day off with the Lord Almighty. Those that don't believe it, just try it one time. I heard my brother said, Brother Wayne contacted COVID. We want to keep him in our prayers. Well, keep our prayers and ask the Lord to heal that brother. God has. I'm going to say this here and I'm out of here. For those that don't believe God is a healer, those that don't believe God is a right now healer, one of our brothers, Brother Eric, we call him Mudbone. His name is Big Eddie. He do the Friday night blog talk show. He was in the hospital and he could barely talk. And we whispered a word of prayer for him one night. God shows up when he wants to, but he's never late. And sometimes you hear me say, he's a right now God. He showed up so right now for Big Eddie. He called was the next day to tell him he was going home the next day. So if you don't believe, he'll show up, have a little talk with him. That's all, Brother D's going to say. I truly enjoy listening to my brother. I enjoy being with you all. I hope everyone have a beautiful Christmas. I'm going to enjoy myself. I'm going to try to. I'm letting you all know right now, I will be sinning today. I pray for it later because I'm definitely going to try to eat too much.
Just wanted to wave my hand, man, and tell everybody happy holiday
God
season.
Yes,
and,
sir. Merry Christmas, brother.
Merry Christmas, my brother.
Yes, sir.
Merry Christmas.
Encourage somebody today. Help somebody today.
Mm-hmm.
Pray for somebody today.
Yes, sir.
God, our day is off in the right way. I'm actually getting ready to, we got to be in the building today. You know, we got to be in the house today, you know. So I'm getting ready to go to the house of the Lord myself. The beautiful thing.
Yes, sir.
Get your family together,
man.
The gathering of the saints. And, you know, I just encourage somebody just to, you know, just to be a blessing to somebody else if you can today, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it ain't always about me. Be a blessing to somebody else. You know. Encourage somebody else.
Oh, yes.
Lift somebody else up today. It's some people, man, you know, Reverend Harry, Brother D, it's some people out here that's grieving. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Oh, they're
just grieving so bad and just going through some things that's just horrific.
Yeah.
Sometimes they just need a little lifting up, a little encouragement. I just encourage everybody to bless somebody, be a blessing to somebody else today.
Mm-hmm.
Be a blessing to somebody.
Hey, brother, I don't know if you was on or not. Brother Wayne tested positive yesterday.
Wow. I didn't catch that. Wow, man. You never know. This thing is for real, man. You never know. This thing is for real, brother. This thing is for real.
It's getting, man. It's moving, man. It ain't taking no... It ain't worrying about what folks think about it. It's getting it. But then I think, like I said, I might be dead wrong with it, though. But I really believe that nothing caught God on surprise. He knows.
Yeah,
I believe that.
Like Rev said the other day, it's a plague on this land.
Yes, sir.
Oh,
yes,
it's a plague on this thing right now with this COVID thing. I'm looking at the NBA that's 99% vaccinated, and they still having breakouts. The NBA, 100% vaccinated, and they still having breakouts with the 1% that ain't vaccinated. So this thing is real. This thing is really real.
So.
You know, it ain't about vaccination. It ain't about none of that. You just have to stay in prayer and try to cover your family.
Wow.
But this is really real. It's really real.
Oh, man, yes, sir. And we wanna know. I wanna say this again. Because I know we got to get out, man. I wanna say this again, my brothers and sisters. You have the opportunity before we get out to thank God publicly for how he blessed you this year, because we're coming to that time too, right? And because tomorrow and the hour is not promised to you. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So we just thank God for opportunity to come together like we do. You know what I'm talking about? You know, like Brother D said, he was tired. He overslept yesterday and didn't get on the ministry yesterday. But God bless him to see another day to get on here, you know. And I just thank God for his what he has prepared for us in this day. Brother Randy is going to go to worship right now, you know, talking about getting in the house and worship, you know. I mean, let me tell you something. Brother Wayne, you know, when he texted me that, man, I just started thinking about how he said, man, he said, you just talked about it, man, how it's out there, man. And I just went took a test, man. And I was positive, man. I mean, hey, man, you don't even have a strong symptom, man. Symptoms that we think it is. It's just a little bitty thing. You know? Yeah.
You don't have no symptoms at all, my brother. You don't have any at all.
You're so right.
You know, I got a call last week, back to back, from two different people. I mean, I hung up for one and answered the call, and both times they called me and tell me they had tested positive. This thing is real. It is. And if you look at the map that they show, it's red all across the United States. I'm going to say this here. I'm going to get out the way. I'm going to try to stay gone this time. People need to understand the vaccination was never, ever designed to tell you you are 100% guaranteed not to catch it. That's not the fun.
Just build your immune system up.
The vaccination, I try to make people understand like this, Rick. You know, if you get a snake, if you get bit by a snake, what they give you? They put snake venom in you to help fight the snake venom. That's what the vaccination is done. The vaccination is designed to help build your immune system to fight, so you won't be as sick. You won't get hit as hard. And one of the friends that called me had been fighting it. But their job made them get vaccinated because of the job that they had. And it wasn't a month later, they was positive. And the first thing she said to me was, I'm all right. You know, I just lost my taste bud yesterday, but I can still eat. And now you into this her sixth day. And from what I've been told, what I've been seeing, they done cut it from 14 to 10, and like 5 is the dividing line. So once you get the 5, it's like you get your peak. Now you start going, you know, on your downhill, it's your healing side. So I want people to stop thinking. I really wish people would stop thinking that getting vaccinated is 100%. And then you hear them saying, people have been vaccinated and dying. A lot of people have underlying illness that didn't know they had them. You all heard me say this before. Mark House, if you looked at him, he was 6'1", about 260. And you thought the boy was born and raised in a gym. He was a perfect specimen of health. But the doctor said 42 years old, the inside of his body, like an 87-year-old man, had underlying illness that he didn't even know. This is what happens to a lot of them, you know. A lot of people that's dying, they're having underlying sickness that they don't even know about. So stop putting it on. I wish people would really stop putting it on this vaccination, man. And then the Bible, there's something else the Bible said. The Bible says, minister by the law of the land. Now, we know the law of the land is supposed to abide by the Bible. And everything will congeal itself right. But the law of the land is that you get vaccinated right now. That's the law of the land. Then it was so far they said, I think as the 3rd of January, if you don't have your card to show that you're fully vaccinated, you won't be allowed in no movie theater, no grocery store, no clothes. You won't be able to no mall. You're not going to be able to go nowhere.
You know what put on my mind? I know we got that. Now watch this, brother. We're gonna get out, y'all. It's almost a form of the 666. It's almost a form. It's like taking. You can't buy or sell. You know, it's almost getting the form of that. You know, talking about. That's why a lot of folks, especially believers, are scared of doing it because they think it's setting up. Up a road to that, you know, come on. So I'm telling you like this here. I believe now. This is me now. I'll go back and get that scripture again. I think it's over there, Revelation chapter 13, if I'm not mistaken. If you go read that right, if you read it with prayer, you know, come on. I really believe if you said that you take this, whether it's a mark, whether it's a name, whatever it be, whatever how you take it, and you said you denounce God. That's what that's where it comes from when you denounce God.
Mm-hmm.
But it's setting up, but it's setting up kind of like a little way, like it's showing that it's setting up the coming of the end times. You know what I'm talking about? That's why we got to be careful.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about? You know, and we might need to visit it again, Reverend and brothers and sisters. I believe it's chapter 13. I'm not going to go there, y'all, because I know I go there, we're going to get off and do it. But I'm telling you, we might want to visit that, you know, come out. Chapter 13, I believe that's what it is. Revelation is talking about what's happening. And we're just how Brother D was saying, it's sounding just like that. You can't do this unless you have that. And that's what it's going to be in the day on the last days. That's how it's going to be on the last days. Y'all right about it?
Yeah, man.
Y'all with
me? I agree with
you. If you listen to how Brother D was saying it, when I was hearing it, the boss told me this is a form of the end time. This is a form of the last day. It's going to be either a mark or a number. I think it's another one, really, the name. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? Everybody think it's just the 666, but it's more. It's three ways you can find out that you are you disnounce God. And I don't believe none of us disnounce God. I've been vaccinated double, so I ain't disnouncing God. You know what I'm talking about? I ain't never. They say you if you don't take this vaccine, you can't go into a store, you can't buy and eat.
Yeah.
You got this now, God, as well. Now, well, I don't need that vaccine then. You know?
Amen. Amen.
You know.
I'm going to say there's something else, my brother, that's with this. And this, you know, a friend of mine brought this to mind. You know, I know I was not going to shut up. But they asked me a question yesterday. They said when the vaccination for measles came about, you took it, your kids took it. Tuberculosis, pneumonia. They said these vaccinations came out, and you took them without a shadow of a doubt, no questions asked.
So did.
Why is this one so hard to take? And I told him, I said, the thing I see with this is that every vaccination that I can dream of, from a child to 62 years of age, has been openly talked about. With no questions asked. You knew about it. Every disease that was, you knew about it a long time. When the government first knew about it, they gave it to you. But I don't want to get into name calling, but you all know who he is. He held this in secret as long as he possibly could. And that makes a lot of people afraid of getting vaccinated for it, because it's like Brett was just saying, you make people truly think of the 666 by the way they treat it. But at the end of the day, I'd rather give myself every opportunity I can to live until the Lord called me home.
All right. And you know, and I'm gonna tell you something. I told y'all we're gonna. And I'm gonna say this here, man. Because we say this because even when you're out today, you know what I'm talking about. I talked to a few people. A lot of people are really sick and they can't go around people. You know what I'm talking about. And they can't touch. They can't go around their grandkids. They, you know what I'm talking about. This thing, they just the grandkids got it, or the daughter, son got it. It's out there, man. You know what I'm talking about.
It's
and really tell the truth, but
ain't
my wife can't stay with them. Even if you think you don't have it, it's kind of almost you got to stay away from elders, man, or somebody got some kind of difficult of, maybe got
some sickness,
dialysis,
right.
You know, kidneys or heart disease, you know, somebody really sick, you know, because it's, you don't know, you know what I'm talking about? So it's at the point we got to be cautious, man, you know, and we're going to be in prayer with that. And I'm going to tell you right now, in the name of Jesus, we claiming God whatever He has in store for this, you know, because only time God does this here when He's mad at us, you know, you know, He got mad at children of Israel when He put the plague on them, you know, He followed with them and fought against it with them, you know what I'm talking about, And so mm-hmm. I'm telling you, let's pray, man. And, you know, we'll have a God move this thing, you know, because I can tell you right now, none of us can't fool God, and surely this disease can't fool God.
Something just crossed my mind about this vaccination and not getting vaccinated. You know, it just reminded me of putting the blood stain on both sides of the doorpost.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that was just reminded me of.
Watch this, brother D. I know physically, but what Jesus did? Jesus was the Passover.
Yes, he is.
He took away from that physical. We would call it the blood bowl. Because now the death angel has passed over us. But if the transition of this body that we're in right now get us in his presence, watch this now, that means that we were what? We was covered with the blood. That means we were covered with the blood. You know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
Don't think it because we lead out this body that the death angel did something. No, he took the sting away from death. Oh, help me. Lord. He said, where's your victory, brother? Your old grave? Where is it at? Where is it at?
Now, with that being said, though, I'm glad for the blood.
Oh, man, yeah.
So when you think like that, aren't you glad?
Yeah, yes. Yes, thank you, Lord Jesus,
for the real blood. So glad for the real blood.
I think we can kind of let this, you know, be where it's at. And I ask of anybody, man, that didn't have nothing to say, just have a blessed day today. Give God his praise and thanks for what he did for us. He gave us his son, you know, who you and I can say that it was him, Jesus Christ, the Savior of this world. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And be blessed, you know. And I think this is a good day to start your day off. I don't think we never did it on Saturday, right? We never did it on this day, you know.
I think it's the first one.
We might get, you never know. Something might hit one day. I think we said, don't be surprised. You might catch us on a Saturday. Don't surprise. We might catch us on a Sunday, too.
Don't be surprised.
But I thank God for you, brothers and sisters. And I mean, you know, anybody can pray us out, you know, if y'all don't mind, I want you to do, if you can, lift up. I'm gonna do this here because I just believe that we should lift up all mankind. You know what I'm talking about? Whether they don't even think about Jesus this morning. We want to lift them all up, man, and ask God's will to be done. His will, not our will, but His will to be done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when He does it. You know, keep us, man. You know, because I believe that he's already doing great things. Thank you, brothers, man. Thank you, sisters. And I'm so happy to be in the fellowship with you guys. You know, because we could have been doing something different, but God's showing us love today.
Amen.
He's showing us love. He gave us His Son. All right, brothers.
Yes, He did. Yes, He did. Mm-hmm. Amen. So everybody speak at one time now.
This is what it looks like, huh?
Amen. I know we all able.
Watch this. I know we all able to do it.
Amen. Father God, we come before you this morning.
Yes, Lord.
Stop by, Lord, just to give you a word of praise. Lord, we
Lord.
Tell you thank you for allowing us to come together once more and again. Father, we thank you for allowing us to be in a fellowship with another. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us the opportunity to celebrate the coming of your birth. Lord, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Lord, for giving us this day. Now, Father, we ask that you bless us and keep us, Father, upon this day. Praying, Father, those that are waiting for the food to get done, that you would bless the food and bless the cook. Father, we ask that you look upon Brother Wayne. We've been informed, Lord, that one of our brothers is sick. He's stricken with this thing they call a COVID.
Yes, Jesus.
Father, we know that through it all, you're able.
Yes,
we know, Father, that you're able to give back a dead child. We know that you're able to give life. We ask you, Father, that you would give him the mind to do what he has to do. Bless whatever doctors that he may have to go to get whatever medication that he has. And just touch his body right now, Lord. Just heal as only you can, Lord. Father, bless us this day, Lord. Give us strength. Give us strength to hold on, Lord, a little while longer.
Yes.
Give us a mind to say yes to your word right now, Father. Lord, we love you, Lord. And we truly place no one above you. For we read in your word that you was a jealous God.
Yes,
we read in your word, Father, when you got so angry with mankind that you closed up heaven for 400 years. So there would not be a word heard from you. Lord, we pray that you just touch us right now, that we not fall into condemnation, Lord. Father, we love you. We love you.
Yes, Lord.
We love you, Lord.
Yes.
Thy able, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We know that you can touch. We know that you're everywhere at all times. Bless right now. Bless in a powerful way, Lord. Bless those that are sick, Father. Bless those that are not able to feed themselves this morning, Lord. Give someone the mind to help someone today, Lord. In your mighty name.
Yes, Lord.
For I read in your word when you said there was no greater love than a man would lay down his life for his brother. If you're willing to lay down your life, you should be willing to feed someone today, Father. In the name of Jesus. Lord, these blessed among men, and we ask in your darling son, Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
It is a hard to say, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Everybody have a safe day, man. Yeah. Safe day, man.
Amen. 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 I tell you, Bruce, I love you, brothers, man. I love you, brother. I love you, brother. So glad to have you.
You said something, bro?
I just said I love you, brothers. I'm so glad to have you all as my brothers, man.
Yes,
keep
Lord,
on doing what we're doing, Lord. Don't you all do like I plan on doing. Y'all omit the last thing I say. No, don't y'all listen to that. Don't y'all try to make
it. In the name of Jesus.
Don't y'all go by it.
All right. Yes, sir. Hey, watch this here. Watch this here. We're going to say this for real here. If it be God's will. Monday morning. If it be his will. Monday morning.
Thank you, Jesus.
Everybody be safe. God. Everybody be safe. Praise everybody be safe.
Yeah.
Amen.
One,
two, three. if I can't make it home in time. I know you'll be keeping my spirits bright by wearing my name, trying to stop this fight. Oh, but I'd give anything to see you and the family and that little Christmas tree.